A new artist, a new soundtrack, and a new men's fashion trend. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, Next.
Until we fell apart. This is like the hot track, so yeah. I hear.
Yeah, 100,000 on Spotify.
Oh,
crazy.
Hey!
Whoa, hey. We got lights going.
I like
need this for my next show
but
right
you
now.
Need this. Like, this is the flow vibe of the song.
Right here.
This is
yeah.
the vibe.
Yeah. Yo,
this is it.
Can I rent these for my next show?
You know like, what? Look. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Raylan T. This is BHL's Next. I'm back. We're back. It's 2018. Happy New Year to everybody. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And you can find all things BHL at BHL Online. And I have King Ian Michael, right?
Yes, yes. I'm so glad to be
in
here.
In studio, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
So you can find me at Twitter and Instagram at King Ian Michael. And definitely check out my website, theianmichael.com. Got a lot of updates coming every day. The EP is out now. Definitely go check it out.
Yes, and you know, Next always has what's new, what's upcoming, and Ian is an upcoming artist. And Girl From The North, which is what we're listening to right now, this yes. is your EP, right? This is the latest EP.
This is the single off the EP.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped it, I want to say, it's been a minute. We dropped it a summer ago.
Yes.
And, the reception of it was crazy. I was happy to see it. It was something I just made in my bedroom.
Really?
Yeah. It's the
story. I know. What is Girl From The North? Like, I'm like, how did he come up with this?
I knew this was coming.
Yeah. Who's the girl? Where? And what part? What north?
Like, I do interviews all the time.
North Pole?
And I feel like the answer to this question has just evolved
yeah.
over time. I remember the first time I totally lied. I was like, it's not about anybody, this and that. But... It was a relationship that I tried to start. It
uh-huh.
didn't really work out. It wasn't really a long relationship, but it was something that made me look at myself in the mirror, which is really crazy. Yeah, yeah. It was something that it just I end up going into this like I call it almost a hiding, but not really a hiding. I just stayed
like a hiatus,
in
hiatus. Like you just
basically, I just stayed in my room for like 2, 3, 4 weeks. I don't even know how long. It was a long time.
And
I
didn't go out.
Didn't
wasn't
go
on
out,
social media.
Didn't even answer texts. Like
You're
I had
kidding.
My friends pulled up on me to my apartment.
Yeah, like are you alive?
Yeah, exactly. I was just playing TK, but I was just producing all these songs, and I randomly produced this beat, and I'm like, wow.
Wait. You produced the beat?
I made the
wow.
beat.
Wow.
Yeah,
look
yeah.
at you, J. Cole. Huh?
Trying, you know, doing
you know?
A little something.
Doing a little something.
Yeah, so
okay.
I had produced it, and I was rapping. I mean, I don't know if you remember when I was Spruce. And
yes, and that's what I wanted people to know, because you've been on this grind for a minute. I remember college.
Yeah.
Financial Aid was the mixtape, right?
Oh, Financial Aid. Financial Aid, yeah. So I was going at Spruce. And I was rapping everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why I made producer's beat. And I was like, that's hot, but I don't know what I'm going to
yeah.
do on it. And just randomly, I was in my kitchen. I came with those lyrics. I promise you.
I know. Because for those of you who don't know yet, me and Ian went to college together.
Cal State Fullerton alum. Go Titans.
Okay, go Titans.
4-0 right now, too, by the way.
And you are pushing that financial aid mixtape.
Yes.
And I love the concept of financial aid, the title, because you used...
I actually use my financial aid money
to help you with your
I should redo
fees,
it
right?
Just because even after that I was still using financial aid money that to support my career.
Yeah.
And it helped me get to where I got to. I met my producer, I want to say a month after I was making all those tracks.
It was worth it.
It was definitely worth it. And I actually moved out here before my fourth year. I did my fourth year of college while I was still in LA. Learning the system, so
just
it was
grinding.
Yeah, it was a culture shock though. I want to say I don't know
yeah.
if you kind of coming back to LA had the same type of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, different, right? Yeah,
it's way
Orange
different.
County is definitely different from LA.
Orange County's kind of where it's at. I'm be honest.
I like Orange County.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. It's very smooth. It's quiet. It's chill. You
exactly.
can have your turn up when you want to, but
exactly.
it's like not always fast.
Not
like
always
LA.
There, and then just I don't know. It's just the people are different.
But you're from LA, Inglewood.
I'm from
no,
out here,
yeah,
born and
Inglewood.
Raised.
Yeah.
Born and raised,
mm-hmm.
born and raised. So I don't know. It's just I felt like I really grew up in Fullerton. Mm-hmm. That's where I kind of got to be
Same.
Free.
And because we were in college, and college is where you kind of find yourself.
Yeah.
Your parents aren't around.
Exactly.
You got so much freedom in
yeah.
college.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like I was raised in Fullerton or yeah. Orange County.
So. It kind of sometimes when I go back now, it really just kind of feels like a home.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I haven't been back since I graduated. Have
oh,
you?
Really?
You have?
Oh man, I'll be there a lot.
I want to go to downtown Fullerton so bad.
You gotta go. It's actually really good.
I need to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was out there because I wasn't 21. You know, I mean, it's a good thing too. I mean, LA. I finally kind of got accustomed to the LA thing. Like as of a couple weeks ago, really. Well, I kind of get it. I go to the events. I go network. I do the thing. I get it now.
Yeah,
I get
but
it.
But you were promoting yourself in Fullerton. I know you were at different venues and stuff.
Oh, man. Fullerton is where really it started. And I remember we put out the song. That was the first people that really loved
really?
It.
Really?
Oh, it was going crazy out there, man.
That's why they were booking you for everything.
Everything.
Like, come perform
I was
here.
Getting shows left and right. The craziest thing I think ever happened, I went to a party and they was like cheering, like Ian's here. Like, I'm like, yo,
that's crazy.
Like,
what does that feel like?
It's a great feeling that you just want all the time. I did a show out there where like the girl from, they sang the whole song, like, yeah.
I think I saw that. It was like a video.
Yeah, we put it on YouTube. It was
crazy.
People
were lit.
It was crazy.
And just dancing to
Girl
from the North.
I did a show after that where like nobody really knew who I was. And I was like, dang, man, I just want a show like that every time. Like,
oh
that's
my gosh.
It's a great feeling.
So what did you need to do in order to be where you're at now? Because like, how did you so you just took a hiatus and that's how you buckled down?
Nah, it was a lot. Like I said, I did it my freshman year, but at the time, you remember, I was playing basketball.
Yeah.
So I felt always tied down to something else. And then...
Yeah, because now I feel like you're so full force with your music.
Yes.
Where you were doing basketball, you were pledging in a fraternity before. Yeah. So now this is just all you,
all music. It's all what I'm doing. But I needed that time, though. Because basketball taught me a work ethic.
What kind of work ethic?
Well, because like anybody that really knew me before I got to Cal State Fullerton, if they said Ian was gonna play Division I basketball, they're like, nah, you tripping.
And why?
I went to a school. Shout out Price, man. We got an NBA player that came from my school. He's actually on the Brooklyn Nets right now.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out Allen Crabb. And so it was a really good school. So I was kind of just always that underdog there, you know. And it made me really work. And it proved to myself, I always told myself I wanted to play college basketball. I did it.
You did.
I did, you know. And so I got there. I liked it. And I seen what it took to really be at a high level. And that's why I was like, okay, I need to be doing this for my music. But even then, I still wasn't mentally prepared. So then joining a fraternity was the best thing for me. I got to just be around a lot of people, see a lot of different cultures, and really just experience life.
You've done everything. You were the college athlete and the college fraternity boy. And now you're focusing
on the music. So I feel like I got to see a lot of
things like shaped you for this. It made you prepared.
Exactly. Exactly. I've seen so many different types of people that I feel like I'm almost a chameleon in a lot of situations. I can just fit in a situation and I'm not really too standing out,
but
like I'm there.
But still take something away from the situation.
Exactly.
The experience.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool. So then I do have a link for the Best Friend video. So tell me about this song, Best Friend, off the Girl from the North EP.
Well, actually, Best Friend was shot with another Cal State Fullerton alumni.
You're kidding. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It looks so great.
Honestly, I want to say in about 4 or 5 years, you're going to see a lot of Cal State Fullerton people.
Just doing the thing.
You see it. It's a lot of people out here that are doing it and are really like doing it too, and you're like,
and that's so great that you came, you know, you go to school and then you make these friends that can help you with, you know, doing a video or...
I'm gonna be honest, because I went to Cal State Fullerton because I got the opportunity as far as basketball, but I didn't even apply, I didn't think they were gonna give me
I forgot that I applied. Isn't that crazy? Like when I got the acceptance letter, I was like, I applied here. I forgot. But then I went and a lot of people, they go to grad school and they apply to grad school and they say, oh, I want to go somewhere else from where I did my undergrad. But I think if I were to do graduate school, I would go back to Cal State Fullerton and do it. Only because I love that school.
I would say the same just because I love the school.
I love the school.
Yeah,
I really can't. And I've been to other colleges like Cal State LA and different ones, and I'm there and I'm like,
it's just not
like Fullerton.
Fullerton's
like very easy.
That's crazy.
And it's just like, you just coast. No drama.
Exactly.
Just
it's just there.
Perfect.
I don't know. I really did.
It's a home away from home, especially if you live in LA or the Valley.
Yeah. So. I'll be honest, I definitely want to hopefully move out there.
Me too. I think that's
my friend, I got a friend in Irvine. He has his dope house in Irvine.
Oh yeah, I love Irvine.
Irvine's a dope area.
You into the Spectrum? The Irvine Spectrum?
I've been there a few times. It's a nice little area.
It's like the Grove for Orange County. It really is the Grove.
Think about it now.
No, so I used to be like, I love this place. It's just so far away from the city in case I did want to go to the city.
But. Exactly. Exactly.
Orange County is where it's at.
Yo, shout out.
So, to the future graduates that are applying to college. You know, Cal State Fullerton is a good place.
It's actually coming up, also, to the rankings, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they're starting to be in the top five.
And we have great alumni. Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I think we just, you know, we brought something to there, you know?
Yeah. I know. I'm like, I'm a Titan.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, best friend.
Tell me about this.
So we shot it. Basically, the concept of it was, just this fun song I wrote where, I mean, I remember with the basketball team or something we used to do, if you had girls and stuff like that, you're like, hey, you got some girls, you want to go hang out, stuff like that. So I was kind of just the concept. I wanted something really Fresh Prince vibes, something fun. And then just something that, you know, everybody can vibe to and it's not offensive to like the over 40 crowd and things like that, because it's, you know, it's a lot
and
of stuff.
And that's what sells too. Like if you look at like artists like Bruno Mars, that gets every demographic. Like everybody can listen to Bruno Mars, whether you're 60 and up, whether you're young, 20-year-olds.
Exactly. It's just about being universal. My favorite artist was Michael Jackson, and it was like everybody listened to him. It wasn't really like, I can't listen to him because you could play him anywhere and it wasn't an issue. And that's something I just wanted to bring with the vibe.
And
so.
I feel like Pharrell's like that too.
Definitely like that.
He can go from anything like Daft Punk to like working with Eagles.
I mean, when
like,
I found out of Pharrell, he was rapping. So
it's another level. So, Best Friend, this is the video. We're just going to play like a little snippet of it so they can just get a feel.
Michelle, and see my little dance right there. You know,
that's the dance?
Wait, hold
that's
up.
You?
I'm checking. Oh, yeah. People love that leg, the shoulders. What was it? The shoulders and Denise.
The shoulders and Denise.
I did an interview and they were going, they said, it's the shoulders and Denise.
And Denise.
So that's what we're going to call it.
That's what we're going to call it. So this is Ian's video for Best Friend. Check it out.
Yeah.
You say I'm too conceited. I was looking in the mirror. I'm sorry, were you speaking? I mean, the way you look, possibly I could do a weekend. If you's a ride or die chick, gonna take your seat then. Okay, get up, I'm tweaking. Can't have no wife or nothing. Homie, we really grinding. These rappers stuck on watches. Guess I got perfect timing. My music got that substance. I probably need some rehab. Cause I had one at Amy House and now I really I've been kicking hard in the kitchen. Every time I talk, they listen. So what's this competition? I sent these rappers fishing. My hooks just got that bird. Homie, you hella lit. Just gonna accept your bird. Hey, Ian, you got some girls. Wait, hold up, I'm checking. I'm looking through my contacts. I'm finna send some text in. I got a few responses. One say she need that session. So I'ma grant her wishes. And you can have the best friend. But
wow, this is what we doing, huh?
Oh, man.
Shout out to Eze. This was clean.
Oh, yeah. No, Eze is definitely one of the dopest videographers I've worked with. Editors, everything, man. His mind.
Would this be like a relationship, like all your videos shot through Eze?
Actually, I mean, I've been learning how to do it myself.
Really?
Yeah. What's that been like? It's been a process. It's definitely been a process because, I mean... This was the first video I shot with Eze, but I was shooting videos before this with a couple other people.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out. What's crazy, too, again, another shout-out to my college. It was my major, cinema, television, arts. I just ended up taking the major because I just wanted to get out in my 4 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is how I can get out. But I actually learned a lot about being able to write music video treatments and shot lists and things like that from it. And I didn't even know it until I was trying to shoot some music videos, and then I really started reading into it, and I'm like, wait, I've learned this, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been getting into writing my own stuff, and, you know, we've invested into our own production company ourselves.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's other stuff we're looking to do, but Eze is definitely a frequent collaborator with a lot of my bigger music videos, just because it's just his mindset when it comes to the editing is just something different, man.
I know. And speaking of music videos, thinking about that, I was like, you know what? where or when can we expect more music videos from? Because this is the only one right now, right?
Like I said, we had a couple hiccups in music videos for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I shot a few music videos.
You know when it's right.
We know when it's right. Yeah. But there's actually a lot of music videos planned for this year.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Cause I was like, this is so good that I wanted to see more music videos.
We had to take our time, you know, and really, I want to say the process was pretty tough when I moved back out here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out here now 2 years, and it was a lot to figure out, because my style, I rap, but then we also got R&B, we also got pop.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot to put together, so we spent 2 years just trying to get the idea together.
Yeah.
So now we finally been like, okay, this is what Ian Michael is, we're ready to give it to the world. So.
And what made you drop the name Spruce? You were always Spruce.
It was funny enough. It was,
and
girl,
you know,
it was
like somewhere in LA, the Spruce Street, and I have like driven past it. And I'm like
in Manchester. You know yeah. Something even crazier?
What?
My producer lives on Spruce Street.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I see it, I'm like, Ian, you used to go by Spruce. Why did you drop Spruce?
So what was crazy? I made Girl from the North. We had recorded it, and I loved it. I'm like, uh-huh. This is dope. But I'm just like, this don't sound like a Spruce song. That was just the way it hit me.
Spruce was more gritty.
It was just, it was really gritty, and I was just rapping, and I don't know, I just didn't feel like it really was Spruce.
Mm.
And what's funny is my godmother, she had told me, like, I want to say, like, three. My godmother is really prophetic. Like, she told me, like, probably, like, 3-4 years ago, like, I see you going around as Ian Michael. I don't know why. I just see it. And I don't know, it stuck now. It really stuck, and just because of also, it just sounded really Hollywood, sounded really fashion. It just sounded really catchy, and
mm-hmm.
I just really like the name Ian Michael.
And it's your name.
It's my name, and I really wanted to give who I was. When I came to my producer, I had these tracks, and he was like, I just don't feel this is you. So we finally found, like, I started really being real of the music, you know, and talking.
How did you find, like, that moment where you're like, you know what? This is who I am. This is my sound.
It takes a minute.
Like, back to Bruno Mars, he wasn't making the songs making now. It was a different vibe, very pop vibe. But
exactly.
Now it's like pop and old school. So how
did
you...
Yeah, the old school vibe.
Now it's like the old school vibe. So how did you find your sound in your music?
Man, it was... my producer just built me this room. So I started working with him. I would just do a session with him once a week. I was driving down from Fullerton. Then when I moved out here...
Oh, that drive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? The thing is, I actually like to drive from LA to Fullerton.
You do?
I like it more than going to the Valley. I don't know. It's something peaceful. It's because I commuted for a year with it, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. It's something peaceful about that drive. And then once I hit 57, I just...
Yeah, going to Fullerton, coming down, I never liked it.
I do that drive a lot, like, late at night. So
yeah, at nighttime only.
It's
because
dope.
I was making the commute in the daytime, so you can imagine.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
But at nighttime, very
peaceful. It's very
peaceful. And to listen to music on the way over there, yeah.
That was actually one of my things for the EP was, like, I wanted it to be, like, you drive from Fullerton to L.A. And, like, you get to, like, I think the 110, 405 exit by the time it's, like, ending. So it's kind of like now you're going. So it was. That's cool. The vibe for the EP was like I ended up leaving Fullerton after doing this. So that's kind of like the vibe of it. Like I've moved on from this old life I was over there, and now I'm out here in LA and chasing it. And that's something I want to now convey in some of the newer projects.
Wow,
I'm
that's
working
so
on.
Like nice, like a poetic touch that you just said. Like,
oh, that's dope.
That's hella dope.
Wow,
that's super cool.
I be trying to be poetic, but I think it just comes out naturally, you know. A little.
Yeah. Okay, so what's 2018? What do we have going on for you?
So multitude of shows.
I know, because how many shows did you do in 2017?
Man, we did a lot of shows.
Man, we did.
I got to do the observatory, which was really big.
Yeah. You did the observatory.
I got to finally touch the observatory
How
stage.
How was that?
It was dope. We sold a lot of tickets.
You're kidding.
Had a lot of people. I opened for this artist, shout out Dr. Malik, and we're still friends to this day from that show because he was just like, you know, openers go up, nobody really knows them. I had my crowd there, and
Were you nervous? That's huge, like the observatory, you know?
The thing about shows is I'm always nervous before, but my nerves isn't like I'm nervous to go up. It's just more of, like, I get this feeling and just like, okay, what am I doing?
Yeah,
like, I'm about to go up on stage.
And you have to control the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. But once I get up on there, it's so fun.
It goes up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I leave the stage and I'm just like, damn, I want to go back on stage.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah.
Okay, so more shows, so that means more music, right?
Yeah, we're definitely a lot more music going.
Another EP or?
No, I felt we just held on to a lot of songs. Like the thing is, like I spent 2 years. It wasn't like we just made 7 songs. Like yeah, we probably made over 100 songs.
So now just putting everything together, right?
Yeah. So we putting some stuff out. Just different vibes. And I'm working on a new project right now. So just like I said, and we're still pushing a single. The video is coming out very, very soon. I don't want to give the date yet, just cause.
I know. You know. It's yeah. Okay. But okay, but like February, then we should have it out, right?
Maybe.
Look, he like, maybe we'll see.
I've learned too. I've done a few interviews where, like, I'll give an example. I was supposed to have a headlining show in the end of December, and we were still working on it. I did an interview in, I think, November.
Said it.
And I told, they were like, because you know, you go on these shows, and like, hey, so what's next? And you like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What
so
have?
I said it. And it fell through, and I felt really bad. So I've really been,
It's okay. With this industry, you know, things will be in put in works, but then just to really, like,
I realize you just sometimes, you just don't say it, just not to jinx it.
Exactly.
Yeah, just wait till it's official, and you're good.
So sometime soon. Yeah. So for people who want to get into your music, like, I'm not too sure, what would you describe your sound, or, like, for the new people who are about to be, do you have a team? Like, do you call your fans something?
I don't have like that dope
like, yeah,
name.
Yeah, like a dope name to call your fans.
I've been seeing people just on Twitter and they have like the dopest name for their fans.
Right.
I haven't come up with that.
Okay, that's the next thing we're gonna work on. 2018.
I kinda wanna let the fans decide though. I want them to come up with their own name, you know? I think that would be really dope. If we come up with something though, I don't know, it's kinda hard with Ian Michael, team Ian Michael. I don't know, something.
But if they're like OG fans, they can always call themselves like Team Spruce.
Oh, that's where the real OGs are. That's where the real
OGs.
That's
the real OGs.
But
so.
Like I said, we definitely just a lot more music video, a lot more music for 2018.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody you want to work with? Like producing wise, maybe a feature. Did you have features on this Girl from the North?
No, I actually I did this with no features. I wanted just to show.
Look at you, J. Cole.
I just wanted to show me, man. I feel like sometimes you get a feature on there, it becomes a commodity. Mm. But we are that's something I like that I did that, but then also I don't like that I did that because I wish I did have some people on the track and have their fan base seeing what we're doing. My fan base see what they're doing, stuff like that. So we are looking to work with a lot more artists. And
and you're from L.A., so there's so many, like, underground artists in L.A.
Instagram,
is there anybody we're sleep on?
There's a lot of people we sleep on.
Really?
A lot of people.
Just give me, like, your top three that we're sleep on, L.A. rappers.
So first of all, shout out Tia P. You definitely are sleep on Tia P. She's one of, like, the...
Tia P.
I remember we used to do these freestyle sessions at the studio and just let people come through, come freestyle. Yo, this girl came in. So, like, some people spit writtens. So, she was spitting. I'm like, okay, that's a written. We're fine. Then she mentioned something that somebody else said. I'm like, yo, this is probably the dopest girl I'd never heard of.
Really?
Yo, she'll come here and freestyle anybody off. So, definitely shout out Tia P. Shout out Taylor Alford, a.k.a. Taylor Merritt. Oh, you know Taylor?
Yeah.
So,
shout out Taylor.
So, you seen what's going on over there with Taylor. So,
Dom Kennedy.
I want to say that the short film that we worked on.
Yeah. It's, what is it called again? It's,
Time Will Tell.
I
think they're shooting for March now.
I saw that on IG. I was like, okay.
Yo, it was, I promise you.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
It's a lot of people in that.
I know. I think Lil Juan had asked me to be. I was like, I don't know.
You should have did it. Yo,
I'm camera shy. Look,
how, Sway? Nah, but it was. I want to say that was one of the most inspiring weekends of my life.
Really?
Me
Why?
And Taylor. Why me and, what people actually don't know is me and Taylor actually used to be in a group together.
You know what? It's so funny because in college I used to always hear you say me and Taylor. When I finally figured out who Taylor was, I was like, wow. So this is the guy.
Yeah, Mary used to play you the song.
Yes!
Yeah,
I was like, this is the guy, Taylor. Yes, he's doing some serious.
Man,
stuff.
It's inspiring to see because, like I said, we were working together, and then we kind of disbanded going to college, and he's been working on that EP since then. Mm-hmm. Like how I was figuring things out, he knew he wanted to do this EP, so he's been working on it. I remember at a time he was gonna drop it. And then I took him to my studio. I was at Studio City Sound at the time. And he just saw that I was doing professional mixing. And he was like, I got to get my mixes better. And he postponed it. I seen him postpone this thing like 2-3 times. And to see, it was totally worth it. Like, he was working with the Red Raven camera. The videographer from Insecure was a videographer. No, it's insane. Yeah. The social media influencers that even the connections I made from that weekend was just insane.
And I'm actually really proud of you two in particular because you guys did that all while still being in college.
Yes.
College is a whole beast.
Oh man, it was a whole beast.
So to still have that dedication to do what you want to do, follow your dream, and still go to college.
You gotta make that paper though.
It's just amazing.
Make that paper. All you kids out there, that's a shout for my mom right there.
Or use your financial aid money to support it, right?
Hey, look, my financial aid helped me. Look where I'm at. So
So that's good. That's exciting. So you are my guest.
Yes.
But can you be my co-host with these hot topics that we're about to talk about?
You got me nervous.
They're not bad.
You hear me up saying hot topics, and I'm just, I'd be scared to say the wrong thing, man.
No, they're really fun. They're really fun. So I don't know if you know, this week, the Black Panther, another trailer just dropped.
Okay. I've been hearing about it. I'm definitely going to go see it. I haven't been watching the trailer, so I don't know much about it.
Well, we have the trailer, but did you know Kendrick is producing the entire soundtrack?
I heard. Crazy. Kendrick's killing it right
now. I'm so proud.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Look at you, West Coast artist.
Yeah, he's
so
killing it.
So proud of you guys. No, but yeah, so he's doing the soundtrack. I'm excited. So this is the trailer that just dropped this week. And you'll hear a little bit of his music that is going to be in this movie. So here is the trailer for Black Panther.
You're telling me that the king of a third world country runs around in a bulletproof catsuit? Why don't you ask him yourself? Because he's right outside. Bingo.
My king.
Stop it.
The Black Panther lives.
A war is coming.
That's damn calm.
Watch me do my...
I hope you're ready, bro. Because I'm just getting started. Let's have some fun.
You show off. They don't want to see me get into the check. They just want to see me swimming in the door. Don't drown on ground with a
I want your weapons.
How you wanna play?
Your secrets.
Ops on the radar.
It's all mine now.
Is this your king? This ends today.
Get tickets now.
I need to get my tickets now.
Yeah, I like that song that Kendrick was doing.
Right?
Yeah, that was different.
I can't wait to listen to this entire soundtrack. Soundtracks used to be so big, I feel.
Yeah, it used to be huge.
Like a few years ago, maybe when I was, let me see, how old was I? Probably like in middle school, elementary school. Yeah. I used to love getting the soundtracks to every movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The soundtracks are big. And because soundtracks back then, I feel that's how you found your underground artists too.
Yeah.
Because they would just put anybody, you've never heard of them before.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then they feature them on the soundtrack. I'm like,
yeah.
Who is this? Okay. So I'm excited for
this. Yeah, I bet they still do it. I remember it was probably just a thing with the labels, like pushing the artists and stuff. That's definitely dope. That looks good. Is that Michael B. Jordan in it?
Yes, honey.
What? That's crazy. He's a villain.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't know that. Damn. I'm not familiar with the Black Panther storyline because I kind of just watch my Marvel movies as they come out.
Yeah,
I don't
know
the backstory. I just go in. I'm like, all right, I'm going to be taught a lesson today. Yeah. So, yeah, the Black Panther movie, February. I can't wait to see it. So much culture.
What date? What date?
10th.
February 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to go check it out. I've actually been on this thing of trying to go to more movies.
Really? I know. What's the last movie you've seen?
I actually just seen Jumanji.
How was that?
I actually really liked it.
Everybody said that.
And what's crazy is I'm not a person that, like, I don't know. I have to get out of it because I used to just go to comedy movies. That was, like, I just like to laugh. If I go pay $10 to go see a movie, I just want to laugh.
Yeah.
But, like, comedy's been pretty bad lately. I went to go
you
see.
You haven't been satisfied? What movie weren't you, did it for you? You're like, nah. This is it.
I want to like, but
you
it's
don't want to. Okay, it's
just
okay.
Like, I just seen a movie. Like they're good. It's just I don't know. I think I just gotten older and just a little corny now. So I've been trying to go see some more serious movies. But Jumanji was funny.
Jumanji was
funny. I liked it too because Jumanji had I kind of
so many heavy hitters in Jumanji.
Oh, of course. I'm more for like the deeper meaning in it too now, and I don't know. It has some undertones where it was really some stuff that was just inspiring to my life, and I'm like, you're right, Jumanji. Yeah, no, real life.
You're right, Jumanji.
It was crazy. It was like that, and I actually seen my basketball trainer at the movie theater after too. Yeah, it was one of the craziest days for me.
Everybody went to see Jumanji. I need to go see it.
You got
to
go see that. Yeah, it's a good
movie. So, are you a fan of Marvel movies? When's the last Marvel movie you seen?
Dang, I couldn't tell you. Really? I'll be honest. I think
the last one for me was either Captain America, the last Captain America, or the Avengers.
Is X-Men Marvel?
No.
All right,
look at you.
I don't know it. I promise you. I'm not into the
Marvel's
whole...
The super, Spider-Man.
I like this one because this is new. I haven't seen this on the screen.
I know.
Yeah. The thing is, they've been doing, Spider-Man a whole bunch of times, Superman a whole bunch of times. Seeing the same thing,
I didn't even see the new Spider-Man because I was just...
It's just, I mean, who's the Spider-Man now? It's not Tobey Maguire.
No, and it's not Andrew Garfield. It is...
Oh, there was a second Spider-Man
after him? Mr. Anthony in the booth.
That?
Who's the new Spider-Man? What's his name?
Tom Holland.
Ah, there we go.
That's why.
Because they messed it up for me because they redid the first story with Tobey Maguire when they brought Andrew Garfield for the new.
Really?
Yeah. They basically did the same story where, Uncle Ben dies. And I was like, I knew this already.
Seen it. Yeah. That's crazy. But,
so then I was turned off. Tobey Maguire was there
when they did the Black Spider-Man, right?
What do you...
No, you know me. Like, remember he turned black because he's evil and stuff.
I was like, yeah.
The Venom, yeah, that was Tobey Maguire, though, right?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So that's the last one I seen, and I like that one. But
I do remember that. I remember the video game for that because my cousins were super into video games, so they had all the video games for Spider-Man. Spider-Man video games are actually lit.
Oh really? I just play 2K. I just play NBA. I don't even play video games that much because
But 2K. Yeah. Everybody loves 2K.
No, but even 2K, I used to, when I was in college, I used to beat people and we used to bet money. Now I lost my money a couple weeks ago and I said I'd never bet again because it's just Yeah, I'm not good. I'm not good at 2K anymore because I don't play.
And who are you playing people that you know or are you playing people can you just play people online?
You can. I've never done it.
No,
I'm not. I used to be a video game person when I was younger.
Don't
but
be
like,
I'm like, don't be scared. You better go play.
Man,
online,
it's just. I mean, it's just a lot of things to do in life, and it's just I can't sit and play video games. Yeah. That's me now.
I know because you're working on your music.
Yeah, it's just
in the studio.
Every so often when I'm just with the homies, we just chilling. I'd definitely be down if we playing video games. I'm definitely down. But other than that,
you don't like Grand Theft Auto. That's
Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty.
I bought my 11-year-old. Cousin Call of Duty for Christmas.
Really?
Yes, he loves Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, I was never good at it.
It seems like a lot.
I'll be shooting down here.
It's so weird. I know. I'm really bad. I try to play zombies. I'm not good at that.
No, I'm actually very horrible at Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm really bad. I don't know how people are so skilled. I'm all hell to you. But yeah, I just like visuals of video games.
Oh, really?
Like the graphics.
The graphics are great.
I like watching other people play.
Oh, really?
But I probably
get bored. I'd rather just suck and play at it than watch you play.
My favorite video game is Tekken. That's the last time I was really into. Yeah, I love Tekken.
That's crazy.
I was good. I'm good at the fighting games.
Yeah, I'm bad at fighting games.
Really? I'm good at the fighting games.
I'm not a fighter.
The UFC. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You're here to eat. We're a lover.
Okay. But there's something that I want to know if you love, which is this new men's fashion trend.
Is it the rompers?
No. Romp him. No, this is actually man skirts. So, what's
Wait,
your style?
Is this actually big?
This is in the runway right now.
Is this
now.
Not just when Kanye wore the kilt and it just kind of died down?
I know that did die down, right?
Yeah,
I thought I was going to see more people because they look to him for so much inspiration.
I feel like
this is our next or not segment. So whether you like this, you think this is the next thing? So you about to be
I'm trying to look at it. The thing is, okay, so... Fashion is really just a state of mind. We can wear whatever you want to wear.
What's your style? How do you describe your fashion style?
I'm really simple. I don't really like to go too crazy because
really?
I feel like
because I didn't get. I'm like, is this you or is the photo shoot with the fur?
Oh, so how we did the fur? I mean, we definitely wanted to have.
What is your style?
We wanted to. I definitely can switch it up sometimes and just hit you with something what are you on? I mean, you know me personally. I just come at you and you're like, Ian, what's up? That's the way I am. But
I know because one minute you were rocking a fro, now you're you're not anymore.
But that was just an image thing. That was an image. I truly thought the fro was it, and they just like, nah, bro. It just,
somebody told you no?
I mean, I was just They're getting like, it, no. And then I was kind of just tired of taking care of it. Like, you got to wake up every morning and be
hair
like...
hair is maintenance. Like, yeah, high maintenance.
Yeah, I like
you
having short
condition,
hair.
You have to... Yeah.
And the thing is, I get lazy with my hair, so like... You know where my hair could be at. It mm-hmm. it doesn't go there because I don't just do the whole like oil at night and it, like, nobody got time
really
for that.
Yeah, the keratin. Because yeah.
I would have kept the braids. I actually really
you
loved
had braids.
I had braids for when? like a good like 2-3 weeks, but it
what?
Just it was too much maintenance to have to go to somebody every
hair.
Yeah.
Braid.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I just heard that song for the first time.
You're
like,
kidding.
A week or two ago.
I remember that video. Like, it was yesterday.
Yo, I didn't know Mario was out when he was that young.
Yes!
I was watching
15 years old. He says it in the song.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm like, Centric. I just know You Should Let Me Love You. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that song.
Oh, baby,
I didn't know that song.
You got what I need.
I don't know that song.
You don't know Just a Friend?
No, wait, Biz Markie?
But by Mario, he did it too.
I didn't know Mario did it. Yo,
look,
you
when this ends, I'm about to put you on.
You gotta understand, there was a disconnect in like 90s music for me. I'm be honest.
Really?
I don't know. I grew up listening
it was
to
like
either
early 2000.
Like, but I grew up listening to like 70s and 80s.
You did?
Yeah.
Like who? Who are your artists?
Michael Jackson, of course.
Okay.
Barry White. I always get that mixed up because I like Barry Manilow too, but like Barry White, I love it all. I really have a thing too.
Wow, you're
too
really well rounded then.
Oh yeah,
also.
I was listening. I just fell in love with the song, The Proclaimers, 1,000 miles or 500 miles, 500 miles, and my mom just looked at me and was like, "What is wrong with you?" Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
I like that type of stuff. Yeah.
I'm about to listen to that.
You know, I will walk 500 miles and I don't know. I literally had like, I seen it in this movie and I spent like 2-3 days just listening to it nonstop.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
Back when you were playing basketball, what was your like song that you listened to come out?
When I was playing basketball,
Future
was
hot.
No, remember when I got in T-Fly? Remember when I was into T-Fly
heavy? Oh my God, you were into T-Fly.
I was into T-Fly heavy because...
So you would like T-Fly?
Man, T-Fly was
what
tight.
What song?
Dang, I don't even remember. It was the heart.
Annie.
Yeah, it was
like... I'd be like, who is this Annie
girl, I'm trying to hit it. That song was, yeah.
I used to be like, who?
Yeah, he had his own thing going. T-Fly was tight. I like T-Fly. I like singers. That's
LA.
Why I remember the basketball team used to look at me crazy. Like, I remember I had my boy Marquise. He was like, bro, you just listen to like singers and like female singers. Like,
yeah, I'm a
like,
lot of people listen to.
Yeah, they listen to hard stuff. I was listening to Janae at the time. Childish Gambino. I like that album.
That is so. I'm laughing because it's so different from what people are listening to.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I did know someone, one of my friends who played basketball. And he used to listen to Time After Time.
I love that song.
Before
that's a good song.
He used to come
wait,
out.
before basketball? I don't know. I would be out there.
I was like, why
about
do you
to
like
cry on the
to
court? Time after time.
Like, how is this hyping you up? But
I guess you gotta mellow out.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You can't get too hyped because you might get in the moment. I don't know. People have with basketball, I didn't really have like a thing that like I just went out there and did it.
And just did it?
Yeah. It was just kinda like I just went out there and just like I couldn't. Because if I got too hype, I'll be too hype. If I got too mellow, I'll be too mellow. So music wasn't even like, if
a
I was
factor.
Doing it,
yeah.
I was just listening to music. So I was just, I used to listen to what I like to listen to. It wasn't like, yeah, it's going to pump me up. No, I just listen to music.
So speaking of music, who are some artists that you're listening to right now that are like on the mainstream scale?
Who am I listening to right now? I'm going to be honest. We make a lot of songs in the studio. So mm-hmm. I'm like bumping me nonstop, just trying to always work on the sound. But I listen to a lot of old school too. I got into 90s hip hop because I came into the studio and they're looking at me crazy like, you don't know this artist, you don't know that artist. So I got put onto 90s
really?
Hip hop and I've
like
really
who?
Tribe. I love Tribe.
Really?
Love Tribe Called Quest. I can't believe I didn't know about them. Can't believe I didn't know about
them.
Yeah. My mom didn't like hip hop though.
Now, okay.
My mom hated hip hop.
So you had to like teach yourself basically.
Yeah, and so that's where I kind of like, I didn't learn about hip hop till like 2007 Lil Wayne. Cause I had to find it on myself. Cause it was, yeah, it was like, my mom, she bought me Rhythm and Gangsta by Snoop Dogg. And I was she would say that's like one of the biggest regrets she has. I remember she bought
Why?
It for me cause I wanted it cause, Drop It Like It's Hot, whatever. And I was listening to it. I wasn't thinking too much of it. But she put it in one day, and she was like, yo, you can't listen to this album again. What? Because Lil Jon had this song on there where I don't know what he was thinking in the studio. But
it's something that you probably shouldn't have been listening to.
Probably not.
Mama knows.
Probably not. But, Mama you know, knows it all. Happened. I feel like I'm well-rounded. I feel like I'm not crazy out here, you know. But I don't know. But like I said, I listened to who else? I mean, I found Shmino. Shmino is pretty dope.
Who's Shmino?
Dude named Shmino. He has a song with T-Pain called T-Pain. Anita. It's pretty dope. You should check it out.
Okay.
I mean, basically, when I'm bumping new artists, it's Revolt. I just watch Revolt music videos all day.
I know, because they actually do put a lot of new artists that you've never heard before on the map. So.
Oh, all the time. That's where I find most of my artists.
Me too. I found some bands, even like rock bands. I'm like,
yeah, they got everybody. I'm trying to think of like what I've been bumping, but oh, there we go.
Hey, yeah, this is it.
Yeah, no, it's, and the video is really cool too. Yeah. The visual thing is what really got me, and I love T-Pain's verse on this.
I know, I love T-Pain. I think T-Pain is a genius.
T-Pain is dope. He brought in something into the music game that people don't understand. Like, auto-tune is huge now. Like, everybody's using it.
And just singing, like, having melodies in your rap.
Exactly. Like, exactly. They actually did a project, him and Lil Wayne, where, like, Lil Wayne was singing and he was rapping. They put it out recently. It was kind of crazy. I don't know. I don't know what they, like, I realized, like, you just be in the studio a lot, so you gotta try to do something different sometimes that, like, I've done, like, country songs in there. I've done like these like rock songs that were like, yo, Ian, you can't go on stage and do it. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but like, that's pretty dope. Let's just hold on to it, because you're always just trying to find a new
envelope.
Vibe.
Yeah.
You gotta push the envelope, because that's what it, I mean. Look at Uzi. I love Uzi because he pushed the envelope.
I feel like I love his personality. Every time I see him on,
oh yeah,
he's always happy.
He's killing it, and even he has that song out now that's kind of like has a really rock vibe to it and everything like that. And I think it's like Life Goes On, something like that.
I like that song.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that song.
He's pretty dope. So I just like anything that's really pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of the new hip hop too, because I've been just
you kind of have to, right? Like,
I've been just trying to study it. Like the vibe of it.
And what people like. Because
I just want to get something that isn't that, but it gives you that same type of feeling.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's something about it that, like, you could just bump it at a party and it's just, it gets you going up. But, like, people still be like, I know there's better music out there, but this is what I'm, you know?
I know the feeling.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get on that vibe where we're giving better music that still gives
that's
feeling.
That's quality.
Yeah, exactly. So I listen to a lot of stuff. Like I said, I will shock you with my music catalog all the time, because I just like everything.
So
I love
scroll through your iPod and be like, what?
Honestly,
I like iPod.
You know what I've gotten into?
What year am I in?
You know what I got into recently?
What?
Spanish bachata. Love it. I love it, dude. Genre. It's so. I just think about like performing it, and it's the vibe of like women.
Wait, like, you'll be on your Romeo Santos?
Yes, I love Romeo Santos.
Like,
yeah.
No, you know, he has a song with Usher. I love the song.
He has a song with Drake.
He does?
Oh, you haven't heard it?
No.
Yo,
I must
he
be
has
sleep.
A song with Drake.
I haven't listened to him in a minute.
You know, I'm a huge Drake fan, so you know that.
I know. I know. You do love Drake.
He made it a long time ago. I think it was like 2 years ago. I checked that out. So yeah, it's been out. You should check that out. It's actually really like Drake was singing in Spanish. He was actually.
Okay.
I feel like he's one of the first pop artists that did that before. Like now, you see like Bieber doing
it. You see everybody.
Beyonce did it. That song is hot though. I like that song. Yeah, I love that song.
Mi gente, yeah.
Yeah.
That's popping. Before you go, anything else that's happening for you this year, or what do you want to do this year that you want to like accomplish for sure? You don't have to.
We want to get this headline show. We definitely are working on that.
I know. Is there a festival, like a music festival, you would like to perform at? Like, you know, we in LA is always Camp Flogna and Coachella.
I want to get Coachella. I definitely want to get Coachella. I think
Rolling Loud. So many festivals.
Man, we almost got to Rolling Loud last year. We almost got to Rolling Loud last year. So I mean, like I said, we'll see what's going on. Definitely Coachella is one of the hugest ones. I've been seeing Coachella since 3-4 years. And a lot of my friends. I never went.
I've never been either.
I've always told myself I don't want to go unless I'm performing or at least just got
that's
an artist pass.
And then you can hustle.
I just want to be hustling. I don't want to just be out there. I mean, I love seeing live shows. I go. I went to go see J. Cole. I seen Jay-Z over last year. And I just go study. But, you know, I like to at least kind of be popping when I go to... I want to, you know, be looking like I'm
so
cool.
So when we see at Coachella, like, okay, he's on.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, yeah, he's on. What's
he's
up?
On.
Yeah,
he's on.
I mean, I would love to do Coachella. That would be like, that's a dream right there.
You have to make sure the fit, you know, it's all about the nice fit.
Beyonce's at Coachella this year, though,
yes.
Right? That's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really huge.
I know. Yeah. I would cut myself and give my blood to somebody just to get, like, Coachella tickets.
Dang, we got to get you some tickets. So, hey, we out there.
Just so I can see Beyonce.
Yo,
I would do
out there,
anything.
Get Raylan some tickets. We're going to get a hashtag and everything.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
Hey, it works.
Well, Ian, it was so great having you on the show.
This was a lot of fun.
I loved it.
I was way more nervous. I'm glad.
Well, guys, this is BHL's Next. We're back every Sunday. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Tarrant. Ian, let them know where they can find you.
So again, at King Ian Michael, follow me, Twitter, Instagram, theianmichael.com. The GFTN EP is out now. My single Girl from the North just hit 100,000 on Spotify.
Hey!
So yeah, definitely go check that out. And my single Paper is out now too on Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal. Videos coming soon.
Go check that out, guys. And remember, follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.